you hear the story about what's going on with country superstar Eric Church? He has a concert planned on Saturday, or I should say had a concert planned. He was going to be in San Antonio, if I understand correctly.
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear about this. Okay, yeah.
He's canceled his concert, and he sent out a letter to his faithful. Again, this is Eric Church, and his faithful are affectionately referred to as the church choir. Oh. So he sent a letter out to the, it reads this way, to the church choir. This Saturday, my family and I are going to stand together to cheer the Tar Heels as the team has made it to the Final Four. As a lifelong Carolina basketball fan, I've watched Carolina and Duke battle over the years, but to have them matched up in the Final Four for the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament is any sports enthusiast's dream. This is also the most selfish thing I've ever asked the choir to do, to give up your Saturday night plans with us so that I can have this moment with my family and sports community. However, it's the same type of passion felt by the people who fill the seats of our concerts that makes us want to be part of a crowd at the game of this significance. As Woody Durham always said, go where you go and do what you do. Thanks for letting me go here and be with the Tar Heels. Essentially canceled his concert so he could attend the sporting event.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not the only guy probably in America who's canceling events you know, to go watch a basketball game.
Well, wish him a lot of luck. I think they're going to come out on the losing end of this one.
Well, you know, the question is it Duke's destiny for Mike Krzyzewski's last gasp? Yeah. Or
I see Duke and Kansas in the end, in the final championship game. We'll see if I'm right or not.
Well, depending on your opinion, of course, this is getting a lot of social media pushback, a lot of supporting them, saying, yeah, we understand it. We're sports fans, too. But then
what about the non-sports fans who spent their money and also said, hey, this was the day
exactly
and we set aside to see you?
And for some who not only made plans, but some who traveled and had hotel rooms and things like that, so their investment is a little bit more than just, you know, hey, we live in town.
Yeah.
You know, they actually were. So
I understand. Yep.
Yeah, it's a I give him credit, though, at least. I mean, he recognized for what it is. Again, it's the most selfish thing I've ever asked.
Which is why, though, don't, if you think that this is a possibility, well, then do better scheduling in the future there, Eric. I mean, I listened to a podcast recently. I don't know why this is just hitting me, but I listened to a podcast a little while ago about the making of Batman, the original 1989, you know, the Tim Burton one.
Yes.
And Jack Nicholson put in his contract that he will not show up on Laker home game days, that he would not be at work. He put that in his contract. He and his people looked at the schedule and said, on the days that the Lakers are at home, I'm there. I'm not going to be working.
Well, he was long known for his sideline seats right
there. That's right, yeah. So maybe Eric Church should have looked there and said, you know, there's a possibility. I know North Carolina's not having a very good year, but there's a possibility that maybe they'll reach the Final Four. So maybe just kind of block that weekend off. Let's just not do it.
And what you said right there, Pat, is something that I saw somebody reference, is that they probably never thought that North Carolina would get to this point because they weren't supposed to.
Right. And I do understand what he's saying. Duke, North Carolina, I know that this is it's big there. So I understand he doesn't want to miss it.
No, I couldn't believe, and I know NCAA basketball history is not great, but the first time they've ever faced each other in the Final Four.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm like, wow, for all those years, I mean, they appear regularly in the tournament. You think somewhere along the lines they would have appeared together in the Final Four.
Right, right.
But never did.
Mm-mm.
Or is that because they've always been bracketed to the point where
that could be
the tournament officials never wanted them to face each other?
That could be.
Building up to a potential championship game or something.
That could
like
be. That could be.
I don't know, but...
So, no, I understand, and that's the thing. I understand where Eric Church is coming from as a sports fan. Hey, you know, he's not the only guy canceling plans for a basketball game, but at the same time, I understand where his non-sports fans are coming from. And but you know what? In the end, I think everybody will still show up.
I think it'll probably work out okay.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. I don't think they're going to, you know, get rid of his music off their phones or anything.
No.
I
mean, hardly.
Imagine you're the Eric Church fan and you've got this ticket. Would that now become a collector's item?
Yeah, right.
This is the ticket of the show that Eric Church canceled for a basketball game. Keep it in mint condition. You never know.
Well, you better hope they win.
You know, it would be nice.
If they lose,
yeah, the fans are going to be too happy.
If they win, we're going to reschedule sometime in the future. If they lose, I'll be there the next night.
Yeah, right.
Well, hey, we've said for a long time, can you only imagine, should the Detroit Lions ever get to the Super Bowl? I shouldn't say ever.
Yeah.
When, at some point, the Lions will, what cancellations... We talked about school being canceled the next day across the state. It'll be a state holiday. Nobody's going to do anything.
Absolutely, yes.
The party's going to go on from after the Super Bowl into the whole next day, if not week. So we get it.
Yeah, we do.
We get it. We can only hope that's going to be something that we have to worry about at some point in the future.